The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Polls close at 9 p.m. for races, including that fierce $25 million battle between Jamal Bowman and George Latimer. With more, WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean?
Well, what happens in New York's 16th congressional district could very well be a barometer for the rest of the country. This contentious primary race between Congressman Jamal Bowman and Westchester County Executive George Latimer has attracted national attention with millions of dollars of outside money pouring in. The lightning rod issue, Israel. Bowman has been critical of Israel. Voters have been bombarded.
The commercials, I've gotten mailings, phone calls every night incessantly. It's really crazy, both going back and forth.
So it sounds like you've been carefully considering both of them.
I have. It actually prompted me to do more research than I usually would do.
But the race has also exposed a rift within the Democratic Party, a difference of ideology. Bowman, a far-left progressive. Latimer, a more moderate Democrat. Live in White Plains, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Sean, on Long Island, Democrat Nancy Goroff's in a primary fight today with a former CNN analyst. John Avlin is one of the founders of the No Labels Group, and he moved to the district there in Sag Harbor in 2017.
There'll be a lot to say about this tomorrow morning when we recap the races. Meantime, we go to Washington Heights this morning where two people have died in a fire overnight. Glenn Shuck is on the scene.
The fire building in West 178th Street, right across from the Port Authority bus terminal. In the middle of the night, flames pouring out of the top floor. That's the sixth. In an apartment trapped inside, a 77-year-old woman and 73-year-old man, they did not make it out. Deputy Assistant Chief Malcolm Moore saying there's a lot of clutter in that apartment.
People amass things over time, over years, and when you get into a fire condition, it feeds the fire. Moving around knocks things down, moves things around, and makes it difficult, makes it a little bit more difficult to search fire areas. Like I said, we found the first victim in the front room and the male victim in the back of the apartment.
At least three firefighters suffering minor injuries. The Red Cross now arriving on scene to help a number of families that have been displaced. From Washington Heights, Glenn Shuck, WCBS 880 News.
We're reading that they have sent drones up over Central Park in the search for this man who attacked a sunbather in broad daylight. Roger Stern is more from Central Park on this.
Chief of Patrol John Chell says the woman was sunbathing in the park near West 104th Street.
She sees a male black coming towards her, exposing himself. She screams and gets up to run. He tackles her from behind, and he is able to fight him off, and he runs southbound down the West Drive.
The woman went to the hospital for observation, but she was not seriously hurt physically. For other parkgoers like Jules, not something you would expect.
That is really surprising to me. I go to this park all the time. I'm born and raised in New York, and people sunbathe all the time.
Police are using drones and cameras to identify the attacker. In Central Park, Roger Stern, WCBS 880 News.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
It's back up to 70 now in the city, 70 to 75, encompasses most of the boroughs. It's in the 60s in the suburbs. It's a really nice day, but that sun is going to be blazing. Highs 85 to 90, fortunately, not too humid today. However, the humidity increases tonight, low 75 or so for the city, 65 to 70 for the suburbs. And then tomorrow, it is uncomfortable. At least it only lasts a day this time. With highs up around 90, the heat index will be in the mid and upper 90s, and then we can get a thunderstorm or two late day or Wednesday night, one or two of which could be strong, followed by drier air and cooler air once again. 70 now, humidity 51%, northwest wind 8 to 16 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.